At Ben and Kelly Show, great place to get a hold of us. You can DM us there on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. And we'll toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do for you.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, Leslie says, I've got an issue, and yes, it's a first world problem, but I'm hoping you can help.
Okay.
My fiance is wealthy, and when he was engaged before, he actually purchased his fiance's wedding gown.
Mm-hmm.
When the wedding was called off, he kept it because he paid for it. It's a $15,000 dress.
Ooh.
It's gorgeous. Very little alterations need to be made for it to fit me perfectly. He wants me to wear it. It's beautiful. And in any other setting, I would die to have a dress like this.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a few issues. Number one, he's seen it. Mm-hmm. Number two, it was hand-picked by and for another woman.
Mm.
And several of my friends and family say that's a bad omen. So I don't know what to do. Thanks for any perspective you can provide. Love your show.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we've had this situation before with, like, engagement rings.
Yeah.
Right? And
is there a consignment for, like, wedding dresses?
Sure. There's a lot of, like, Facebook groups where you can, like, buy and sell, you know.
Okay.
But I don't think there's a lot of $15,000 dresses up there.
Yeah, because I can understand from his perspective, hey, I want to get my money out of this.
Exactly. But I also understand her perspective of, hey, you picked that out for somebody else.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's a little different in the fact that, you know, with a ring, we would suggest, okay, trade it in.
Yeah.
And, you know, pick out your own style. You can do that, and that would make sense. I don't know if you can trade in a $15,000 dress for a different one and get, like,
yeah, I mean,
credit.
Well, at this point, it's probably several years old.
Yeah.
And maybe he's not going to be able to just take it back.
Yeah.
Because wedding dresses are so customized for the person that they're on.
Yeah.
Stabby Sarah texts in and says, ooh, no. Sell it and buy another one.
Okay. All right. Ooh, yeah. But again, $15,000 is a big price tag.
Oh, if he's... Here's the thing. We're thinking about it all wrong. Dude's loaded anyways. So he can sell it even at half price and still get a great wedding dress for you.
Well, he wants her to wear it.
Well, so that's just dumb.
Maybe, you know, he thinks the dress is just stunning and gorgeous and wants his bride to look amazing on their wedding day.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry that it was a different bride he had in mind when he bought the dress.
I know. I think that is a little bit weird, too.
But it's going to look even better on her.
Where not only that, like, she wore it. Like well, you got to think that she put it on, right?
She probably tried it on. Yes.
Yeah. So now Jennifer has another take and says it's a dress. It has no, quote, power unless you give it power. If you love it, go for it.
Okay. All right. Yes. And I'm guessing that Leslie's probably tried it on if he's like saying, hey,
yeah,
I got this dress. Why don't you wear it?
Right.
And she says little alterations need.
Right. So obviously,
you know,
she's
fit me perfectly. Like she's had it on before.
Right. Candace says kind of the same thing on Facebook. If you love the dress and you are confident you won't resent not picking your own, I say use the dress.
She says in any other realm, she would have like died to have a dress like this.
Right. Now she goes on and says, if you're only picking it to save money and because he's pushing you to wear it, then don't sell it and put that money towards a new dress.
Okay. Ooh, wow. Okay. It's just,
Has anybody done this? Like anybody within the sound of my voice, have you worn a wedding dress from an ex-fiance of your husband's?
I think it's unusual that the fiance bought the wedding dress. I think a lot of times it's either the parents or the bride that buys her dress. And, you know, the groom, that's supposed to be a surprise for the groom. He's supposed to see it for the first time when she's walking down the aisle. Like, that's the tradition that I know a lot of people tend to stick to.
Well, he's probably older, I'm going to assume.
Well, we don't know that.
Okay, you're right. Again, I'm assuming.
So you think this is like a control issue?
Well, no. I'm just saying that I don't think maybe he's probably not asking parents for help with the wedding.
Right. Well, he's wealthy. He's wealthy, so he doesn't need to.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. If anybody's got any stories about this in their life that could help, I think that'd be great. Because I think we're just going to go back and forth with, yes, have the dress. No, don't have the dress and stuff like that. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your take on this.
Yeah, Caitlin said, I would look into selling it at a consignment shop. He wouldn't get the same amount of money back, but you should be able to pick out your own dress. Don't give in to the bad omen thought process, though, because once you start, you'll be looking at everything as a good or a bad sign.
Yeah, that's true. All right, 502-795-1997. It's the tale of the $15,000 wedding dress and why Leslie doesn't want it on her body.
I mean, she kind of does.
It's 99.7 DJX. We got a DM from Leslie who's like, yeah, I mean, yes, my fiance is wealthy. He bought that dress for his ex-fiance.
And they didn't end up getting married. Like, it's never been used in a wedding, but... fiance is like, hey, you wear that dress. It's gorgeous. Right. And she's like, yes, it is gorgeous. And it kind of almost fits me. Like, just minor alterations need to be made. But I feel like it's a bad omen if I do.
Yeah, so many people are on both sides of this. Where Lucy's like, I would pick a new dress for the ceremony and wear the old dress for the reception. Costume changes in the middle of...
Okay.
I mean, that's an interesting take on that for sure.
Sure.
Roxanne says, keep the dress while you have the alterations. Have them add a special alteration for you.
Yeah, you can alter not just the fit, but maybe the look a little bit to make it unique and personalize it for you.
Yeah, it does look like a lot of people are saying alter the dress more so it's yours and not... Like, I guess, alter the stank of the old woman off there.
Spray some Lysol on it.
That's right.
Or, you know, previous bride away.
All right. Asia, maybe. What's your thought on this?
I think it's weird. I'm 23. I've been divorced. I married young. And I still have, I kept my wedding dress for a long time trying to get my money out of it. And, you know, just thinking about potentially getting married again in the same dress is weird. So I feel like I'm translating that to this story.
Yeah.
It's weird. Sell the dress and get your own. Like, you guys have your own future. I feel like that wedding dress symbolizes a different future that he used to have.
Yeah.
And it's just weird.
Yeah. So are you keeping your dress around for a reason?
No. I actually don't have it anymore. I kept it for a long time.
Oh, gotcha.
To sell it, but I actually texted you guys trying to figure out what to do with my wedding dress, and you guys suggested for me to donate it to a specific place, so that's what I did.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know what?
That's what good advice we gave you.
I was going to say, that was great advice. That was great advice, Asia.
That's awesome. Well, yeah, I think the biggest thing was that this dress wasn't actually used yet. It was purchased with someone else in mind, but it was never worn.
Weirds me out because I mean, like, I feel like whenever you see a wedding dress, like, you're picturing your future with that person.
Yeah,
for sure.
With a different person. So, I mean, like, you need a new picture.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
Now, Jennifer said, girl, I got married in my scrubs. It doesn't matter what you wear, all that matters is who you're marrying. So, if you like it, wear it. It's really that simple. But then Tara rolls in and says, honestly, I'd be grateful to have such a nice dress. The only thing that would bother me is missing out on the first phase of prepping for your wedding, which includes getting your closest girls and mama together to help you pick out your first dress.
Yes.
That's something I would look forward to and wouldn't want to miss out on. So maybe if you can sell that dress and use the money to purchase your own, if he's a gentleman with a heart, he would understand. This is supposed to be once in a lifetime, so make it special.
That is true. Maybe if she talks to him about that aspect of kind of missing out on the whole wedding experience, he might understand that part of it.
Mm.
And you know, a lot of people point out, well, if he's wealthy, you know, it's not going to be a big deal to, like, buy another dress.
Look at us, we're not looking at his financials. I have already started putting on this dude's pants, and I'm like, you know what, I've got my little wand, and I'm like, yes, you and you, I will bless you with money, and you
I'll
with
be
money
your I'm wedding dress fairy godmother, sure, why not, whip another one up,
spending this dude's money. So, yeah, I don't know if we have a definitive answer for you, Leslie, but at least some...
There are a couple of ways to look at it.
Valid,
Yeah, I would start by having the conversation about the whole, hey, I kind of was really looking forward to the whole searching for the dress experience with my girlfriends, my mom, and see what he says about that.
Mm-hmm.
And or if not, if he's kind of still sticking to it, then do the alterations route. Maybe not only alter it for the fit, but add some special touches. Maybe, you know, something that we did on my dress was had it embroidered in blue underneath with my new married initials. So you can do things like that to personalize it and maybe rub some of the previous fiancé stank off of it.
Now, one last comment, and it comes from Amanda. And she says, does this give anyone else crime junkie vibes?
Oh, no.
He held on to a dress that has the fit of two women perfectly. Uh-oh. Anyone check on that ex-fiancé?
Oh, no. Come on now. Come on now.
It doesn't
Amanda,
mean,
it doesn't... tune out of the true crime.
Where is that ex-fiance?
She's still with us?
Right, exactly. All right. Well, hey, Leslie, good luck and congratulations for one. I mean, it's always very stressful, but very exciting time in your life.
Seriously, why did we not ask her for a picture of this dress? Because I feel like we all, for research purposes, need to see like, oh, well, that is amazing.
Well,
we forgive everything, and we just wear that and look fabulous.
We post the photo and everybody's like, well, that's an ugly dress.
Maybe it's best you didn't send a picture.
right, exactly. All right. Hey, good luck and thanks for reaching out.